Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Mike Florio of NBC Sports Pro Football Talk first kind of put this out Friday. We were looking at this about a potential bubble situation that the NFL is doing in terms of maybe getting hotels and having players and support staff be in hotels like in a bit of a bubble for a certain period of time. We see the Saints are looking at doing that, if not are going to do that. And I'm curious from you, Mike. And we thank you for joining us. How real is this that the NFL is going to really look at developing some kind of bubble? Because we've just heard all along the NFL, they just can't do that.
Well, there's two different kinds of bubbles, guys. There's the bubble that would put every team in the same location, like we're seeing with basketball and hockey and MLS. And then there's the bubble that would be each team sequestered from the rest of society, leaving only to go play games. And the Saints apparently are doing that as it relates to camp. Other teams are doing something similar where everyone stays in a hotel. They don't go home. The question is whether or not it would extend beyond camp and whether or not the teams would have the right to do it. Presumably, the union would have to agree to that because you're talking about a major change of circumstances for the players. If they're told they can't go anywhere, that they have to stay in a hotel the entire season. So I think it's something that, number one, should be negotiated between the league and the union. And number two, it should be. They need to be having this conversation. They still haven't put pen paper up on the revision of the collective bargaining agreement that was negotiated 10 days ago. I think they need to have, at a minimum, as an emergency option, if there are, come up with parameters as to what it would take to kick in this hardened bubble on a per-team basis. It would be foolish to not account for that, because I think that's where we potentially are headed. If we try this baseball-style approach where everybody goes home at night, potentially gets the virus, brings it to the facility, brings it onto a football field at some point, we may have outbreaks. I think you minimize the chances of outbreaks if you can convince everybody to just go to one location and stay there for the entire season. It wouldn't be cheap. It wouldn't be cheap for the players because they'd want to be compensated for that. But it may be the only way to get the games in.
Well, you dang sure minimize the trips to Magic City and the casinos like you're seeing in baseball. So I think it's a no-brainer. I mean, I remember being in camp with the Cowboys, and it was a bubble. I mean, and I know it wasn't 4 months long, but it was a damn bubble, and there was no way to contact other people. So it's possible. I think players are used to it. I think it's something that they should definitely entertain. Mike, what is the negotiation aspect of this, that's the piece of the pie here that's difficult, right? What does that look like? How long does it take? What are some of the details that they may cover? Do you have any idea what that looks like?
Well, they got a deal done 10 days ago that allowed camps to open. But in this process of taking the deal that they negotiated and putting it in writing, and basically what they're doing is writing up an entirely new collective bargaining agreement, because it deals with issues like player safety, the pandemic protocols, the financial aspect of it. What will players be paid this year? What happens if games are missed? What happens with the salary cap next year? Now, they reached agreement on all those principles. But when you reduce it to writing, things come up. One of the issues that has emerged is that the league would like to adjust the date for the opt-out deadline, that it's supposed to be 7 days after they sign the agreement. The league wants to make it sooner than that. They don't like the fact that some guys who may be on their way to being cut are opting out and taking a stipend, and other players may be trying to use the possibility of an opt-out to get more money or a new contract or something, anything from the team. So they want to slam the door on that. That's led to more negotiations. The deal still isn't done, and I don't know when it's going to be done. Every time I check, I'm told maybe today. I check the next day, maybe today. I check the next day, maybe today. And it tells me that maybe the league just wanted to get the players into camp and then worry about buttoning up some of these details and maybe addressing some terms the league wanted. So that's what's going on. At some point, we're going to have a document that spells out all these terms, but I get the impression these terms are potentially changing as these negotiations continue.
We're joined by Mike Florio of NBC Sports and Pro Football Talk right here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. So what is the relationship right now, I think, between the players and the league? I know we saw with baseball, it was very, very contentious, and it was very, very public. We hear McCourty, the safety with the Patriots, really upset that they're moving the date in terms of when you can opt out, moving it up from what you was first promised. Like, I look at this, and I think it sounds like a good idea. I have a hard time seeing that the players would ever even sign off on some sort of a bubble. And I'm just curious, is the relationship even in a place where you could see that happening?
Well, I think the relationship behind the scenes isn't as bad as maybe we saw a couple of weeks ago. Remember that Sunday afternoon when a bunch of high-profile players started banging on the NFL on social media? Look, they got a deal done that ended all of that. Now that the players are in camp, they're focused on their jobs. So the NFLPA leadership and the league negotiators can focus on whatever it is that they need to get resolved. But I think that the leadership of the union understands that there's a shared obligation and a shared incentive to come up with a mechanism for getting the season in. The question becomes, if it looks like the intended approach of letting guys go home at night, and it's not just guys going out and doing things they shouldn't do. You've got people you live with who are out and about, people who may have family members with jobs. If schools are open, you're going to have kids going out and potentially bringing home the virus. Every time a player goes home, they're potentially going to catch the virus, bring it back, and slip through the cracks during that 24-hour lag between sample collection and test result. So I think the union understands there is an incentive to being flexible. And maybe the thinking is, let's try it this way. If it looks like it's not going to work, then we're going to have to do something more extreme. And I could envision a situation where the union agrees everybody's going to be in a hardened, localized bubble. They're going to stay in a hotel. Players will have another narrow window to opt out if they just don't want to do that, if they want to be with their family. And that's their right if they make that choice. And then there's going to be other players who flock for the opportunity to play NFL football. We know how that goes. There is a supply of potential NFL players that far outweighs the demand. And if guys start opting out, plenty of other guys are going to opt in. And they'll get the games played. I think the chances of getting the games played are dramatically higher if they have a hardened bubble, city by city. Guys don't leave. Guys just go from hotel to practice facility to games on the weekends, and that's it. They get the games in. Everybody makes their money. And then when the season's over, everybody goes home. I mean, look, it's a hardship, but these are unusual times. And if we want to get the games in, and if the players want to make their money, and the league wants to make their money, this may be the only way to do it. And they need to be ready to pivot to it once we get to the point where we see whether or not outbreaks are happening.
Mike, what about for the time being? I mean, it seems like just some of the teams deciding to go to a obviously a localized bubble in their own city versus some of them just continuing to go back and forth between home just for training camp alone could become a problem. Could something like that, one, could it be put in place where all teams have to have some form or fashion of a bubble? And if not, could that affect the start date for the season?
Well, here's the thing. If it's permissible for one team to have a localized bubble for training camp, it should be permissible for every team to do it. I don't know why every team isn't doing it. If it's allowed under the CBA for the Saints to do it, apparently the Vikings are doing something like that, and other teams may be doing it. I talked to Matt Ryan last week. They've got townhouses behind the team facility where the players have individual bathrooms, changing areas, beds. Why not just have them stay there for all of training camp? If it's permissible currently under the CBA, it would be foolish to not do it in order to limit the opportunities
for an outbreak to happen before it's time to play the first set of games. And then it pivots to a new reality when it's time to play the games. You at least get the first week of the season in. You see what happens. The testing technology is getting better all the time. If they can get to the point where you can show up and be tested and know within a half hour, 45 minutes reliably whether or not you're positive then and there, that changes the game. So I don't know why anybody, if it's permissible, why any team wouldn't have a hardened bubble in their city unless they just don't want to pay the money for all the hotel rooms, which, of course, some owners probably fall into that category, but they don't want to pay the money for the hotel rooms, and they can just send the players home and say, see you back at work tomorrow.
Mike Florio, NBC Sports Pro Football Talk, joining us. Just quickly, how much would you say the NFL's decisions are being based on what they're seeing from other sports like Major League Baseball, the National Hockey League, MLS, and the NBA?
I think they're paying attention to everything, but the problem is hockey, basketball, MLS have that league-wide bubble, which eliminates one of the major risk factors, which is guys leaving work. Baseball is the thing that is most comparable to football, and when we see the stories about the Marlins players apparently testing positive because they were doing things that they shouldn't do, that gives coaches and team leaders even more ammunition and cause to stand up and say in the team meeting rooms, hey guys, look, we can't be screwing around. This is what we need to do. We need to do these things the right way, or we're going to be in the same situation. And the way they've negotiated this agreement, you get paid as you play. So if there's an outbreak that knocks out a game, and if you're the one who's responsible for that outbreak, if they trace it all back to you as the one who brought the virus to the facility and the team misses a game and everyone loses a game check, it's going to be ugly for whoever it is that they can point to and say, you're the reason why we have this. So baseball's struggles, I think, make it easier to try to get the attention of the players. It's still not foolproof, but I think the fact that baseball's had some struggles could make it easier for the NFL to get its players to do what they need to do. Not just the players, the coaches, the staff, anybody who gets into the building needs to be on board with this idea of doing everything they can to make sure that they're not bringing the virus into the building.
Real quick, I wanted to get you out on this, Mike. Deshaun Watson spoke to the media this weekend, and he said, yeah, he's talked to his agent. His people know they've been in contact with the Texans. They have a timeline is something that he said. Anything that you're hearing that Deshaun Watson will have a deal done before the season?
I haven't heard anything specifically in that regard, but look at this way. When Billy O'Brien's both the coach and the GM of the team, and Billy O'Brien, the coach, has plenty of stuff to worry about going into this season, Billy O'Brien, the GM, could do Billy O'Brien, the head coach, a hell of a favor by taking one thing off of his table that he's going to otherwise have to worry about going through this season, and that's getting Deshaun Watson's deal done. Now, the problem is money is down this year. Salary cap's going to be down next year. How do you structure a deal that gives Deshaun Watson what he wants? But remember, the talk is it's going to be a three-year extension when it's done. He'd be under contract for 5 years. The challenge is, what's the total dollars? What's the signing bonus? What's the full guarantee at signing? What's the cash flow over the first 3 years? And I think from Deshaun Watson's perspective, a lot of the argument is going to be to the team, pay no attention to what Patrick Mahomes did, because on those three metrics, Mahomes' deal stinks. And I don't know how much quarterbacks are going to have to deal with those Mahomes terms, but this is the first major quarterback contract, if it's negotiated in the near term, that's going to be done right after Mahomes. And I think Deshaun Watson's agents are probably going to have to spend some time distancing themselves from the deal that Mahomes did.
Mike, you said if it's done. When I look at what Deshaun Watson's done in his career to this point, I mean, he's due, I think I looked at it last week, this next 2 years on his contract, it's a little over $20 million, I believe, roughly. He's made $11 million. And on the field earnings, obviously, when you look at those numbers and you know you've positioned yourself to be a hundred million dollar guy, guaranteed guy, how do you even take the field and risk an injury? I know it's rare, but that does happen. How do you even take the field again without a deal?
But what can you do? You can't hold out once you're there. You're not going. I don't think he's going to draw that line and say I won't play unless I have a deal. I mean, it wouldn't be unprecedented, but I think it's very difficult to do that. I think that you just have to go out and get yourself a gigantic insurance policy that will cover you in the event that you go into the season without a deal. But, you know, the question becomes, how happy do you want Deshaun Watson to be? There's no reason for the Texans to ever risk losing Deshaun Watson. But the reality is, you know, we see players who flex their muscles and get out of situations they don't want to be in who aren't quarterbacks. We haven't seen a quarterback do that yet. We've seen Jalen Ramsey do it. We've seen Jamal Adams do it recently. If you're a starting quarterback for a team and you decide you don't want to be there anymore, it shouldn't be all that hard to get out, because you're the guy that shows up early, stays late, is the team leader, sets the example. If you say, I'm just doing the bare minimum, I just work here, it's going to be hard to have a franchise quarterback fully in that title and that role and with all of the influence that goes along with it. So I don't think the Texans want to play that game. I just think from the standpoint of making sure that their guy's happy and wants to be there, that is the thing that should influence the Texans to get this deal done more than anything else. Not a threat to sit out, just the reality. You want your quarterback to be happy, and if he gets to the point where he's not happy, you got a problem.
Mike, thank you so much for taking the time and joining us today. We appreciate your knowledge on this situation, and we'll talk to you later on, man.
All right, guys. Good talking to you.
All right. That's Mike Florio.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.